from cooking to preaching. Back in Philippians chapter 3, Pastor thought he was going to be here originally, and Braden is getting ready to go to Afghanistan for a year. He's in the military reserves, but being a pilot, but he's going over for a year, and this was commission day, and he had to go and, you know, see him off and have a special thing out. I think it was Rochester they were, and they were going out there this morning, and Pastor thought he was going to be back, so he kind of said, Bill, I might not make it. Then he told me he's going to make it. I'll be back. Don't worry about it. And then I find out today he's not making it back. So anyway, we have to put something together. I kind of have something together with a couple things with the teenagers, and we talked about this, and I'm going to share a little bit of something I shared with them, and then I'm going to also share a little bit some other things too. But most likely it will be short. Usually teenagers don't like when I say that because usually it's not. But anyway, Philippians chapter 3, this chapter is broken down into three different parts. We read the first part and the second part this evening in our opening reading. In the first 11 verses, Paul portrays himself pretty much as an accountant, giving account. The key word in this section is I count. And there we see Paul saying, hey, I have some new values. I have some new ways about me, and I see. And we're going to look into the second section of the chapter today, starting verse 12, and read along with me again as we read verses 12 through 16. Not as though I already attained, either was already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that which, for which also I am apprehending of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I do not count myself to apprehend. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. And in verse 14, I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto ye have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. And we're going to focus in on this second section here. But here, Paul reveals himself, or he portrays himself, I could say, as an athlete. And here you see the key verse, the key word in there, the phrase, I press, I press. He presses on, he goes forward. He has a new vigor. He's going, he's working, he's trying to do a new cause. And it's all about Christ now. It's all for the Lord. Then in the last section, which we will not look at tonight, Paul portrays Paul's future, and here he portrays himself as someone's an alien, someone that's not from here, someone that is looking for another place and talking about heaven. And we see the key word, I look, or the phrase, I look. He's looking forward to heaven. He's looking forward to being absent from the body and being present with the Lord one day. And there we see Paul having a new vision, a new vision. But as I was talking to the teenagers Sunday morning in Sunday school, and we were talking about, you know, how to have a blessed or happy new year, and give you some keys, and this is what I shared with them, but I want to share with you too. And if you write down some ideals to have a blessed new year, how you can have a great new year as you look into 2019. This is just the second day. Many of you probably made some New Year's resolutions. I hope you haven't messed them up yet. But, you know, press on, go forward. But as we look at the new year, how we could have a blessed year for the Lord, how we could do more. And we look at Paul here, in the life of Paul, and things he said in these verses, in verses 12 through 16, and things we could key in that will help each and every one of us to have that blessed new year, that happy new year for the Lord. The first thing I see in verses 12 and 13 is, though I not have already attained, either already perfect, the word perfect is talking about being mature, but I follow after, that I may apprehend. And then verse 13 also talks about apprehend. You see, Paul says, not as though I have already attained. The first thing is that we got to have dissatisfaction. We got to be dissatisfied with what we are, who we are right now. Have any of you think you arrived? Any of you think you're super Christian, put the big S on your shirt, and think, yeah, hey, man, if you want to know what it is to pray, look at me. You want to see about knowing Bible? Hey, I got it. Any of you think you're the super Christian? No, and none of us should get to a point where we think we're all that, amen? Because we're not. And we all need to say, hey, I can improve. I can draw closer to the Lord, amen? And we all should be not satisfied or dissatisfied with where we are in our walk, our relationship with the Lord, amen? We shouldn't be satisfied. We shouldn't be satisfied. I don't know. I mean, I'm talking with the teenagers, spend 5 minutes, 10 minutes in prayer. I mean, teenagers, you know, they think they prayed and they spend time just praying over their food. Oh, I prayed for the day, you know. But praying. How much time do you spend in prayer? Are you satisfied with your 5, your 10, your 15, 20 minutes of prayer a day? Are you satisfied with reading a chapter or two in the Bible? Are you satisfied with your soul winning? Your testifying of Jesus Christ? We shouldn't be, amen? We should be dissatisfied. And we should say, hey, this year, for me to have a great year, I'm going to try to share Christ more. And it's something in my prayer, and I'm not trying to pat myself, but Lord, help me to be able to talk to somebody this day. Not just with salvation, but give me something. Let me run across somebody this day that I can encourage, that I can edify, someone I can try to build up in the faith, someone I can show them the way to heaven. Help me. I pray and ask God, Lord, not my will. It's what you want me to do today. Sometimes, as we read in and Paul even says, my flesh gets in the way, and we're not what we ought to be every day. But I pray, I go to pray, Lord, not what Bill Case, not what I want to do today. I want to do what you want me to do today. I want to be pleasing and honoring and edifying and encouraging. Help me to be that. So as we look into 2019, the first thing I can say and encourage that, help us not to be satisfied. Let us be dissatisfied. Dissatisfaction there. Paul was satisfied totally with Jesus, but he wasn't satisfied with himself. He wasn't satisfied with his relationship, his walk with the Lord. He wanted, again, look at the verses, go up previous, that be found in him, not having my own righteousness, he said in verse 9, which is of the law, but being that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Why? Well, verse 10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. You know, everything he could know, everything he could done or do, he counted all but dung, that he may know Christ, that he can win Christ and be more like Christ. Paul said, I must die daily. And Paul was not satisfied. And to all of us, next to the Lord Jesus Christ, most all of us probably say Paul is the greatest Christian in the Bible. And Paul wasn't satisfied with his walk and his relationship, neither should we. And we should grow. We should grow. So number one, dissatisfaction. Be dissatisfied where you are right now. Say, Lord, help me to grow. Help me to do more for you. Help me to be more like you. Help me to give more. Help me to do more. Help me to witness more. The second thing as we look, I think, is having devotion. Devotion. And if you look at verse 14, I press towards the mark of the prize of God. Prize, the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. This one thing in verse 13, I do. Forgetting, I do. Verse 13, forgetting. He's devoted. This one thing I do, forget about that, and I'm going to focus on my relationship. I'm going to focus on my walk today. I'm going to focus on drawing closer and being more like Christ. I'm going to forget my failures. I'm going to forget my mistakes because we have them. We can't look back with yesterday. If we keep looking back, we're not going to go forward, amen? Is it running a race? Does the runner look back and see how close the other runners are? No, because if you're looking back, he's going to slow down. When they're having the race and the relay races and passing the baton and stuff, you know, the one guy's coming with the baton, he's running forward, and other guy's looking back, and he's not looking back and seeing it. He just got his hand back there looking forward, right? And hoping the other guy's going to put it, and you're going to make that nice, clean swap. He ain't looking back. He's pressing on. Paul said, hey, I'm going to press on. I'm going to look forward. I see devotion there. A lot of devotion. When I think of devotion, I think of dedication. I think of being set apart and being consecrated. I think of the word addicted. Addicted. Over in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, Paul says he was addicted. People were addicted to the ministry. It's one good thing to be addicted to, amen? The ministry. Addicted to doing the will of God. Addicted to doing things that bring honor and glory to him, amen? And may we be devoted like Paul, addicted to the ministry, addicted, attached, that we're going to do whatever we can to glorify God's name. This one thing I do, he said, this one thing I do, he's devoted. I said to the teenagers this year, I said, as we look to 2019, I like to see the young folks. I like to see you teenagers, I said, to get devoted more and grow more this year with your prayer life. Spending more time in prayer. Not just praying. And we're going to do some series. We're going to do some teaching, and which, you know, they probably have already heard it from my teaching before. Pastor here, we have heard it. But just a fresh and anew. Just how we can spend more time in prayer. How we can get closer to God and feel like God. And I preached to them a message, and, you know, devoting yourself to prayer. The word devote is to adhere, to persist, and talks about it. And I told them why, and I said, you know, there's seven great reasons. One is it's our Christian duties. You know, we are commanded. We are told that we ought to pray. Colossians chapter 4, verse 2, which is a great verse, continue in prayer. If you're continuing in prayer, that means you're praying already. Continue in prayer and watch with the same with thanksgiving. Pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5, 17, the fourth shortest verse in the Bible, or third, forget now. But pray. And tell them, hey, as Christians, we need to be praying more. We ought to be praying more. But praying, rejoice in hope, patient in tribulation. Continue instant in prayer, he says, Paul did in Romans 12:12. Not only that is our duty, but because God promises to hear us in our prayers. Now, he ain't always going to answer us because, you know, if we got sin in our life, it's like our prayers are going to bounce off the ceiling and bounce back down. But God still hears. But God's not going to answer our prayers. But we want the promise. We want God to hear us. And we want to hear from God. So we need to pray. Prayer helps us in temptation, during times of temptation. When you're being tempted, when you're being tried, spending time in prayer. And I shared with the teenagers, I don't know, I did, again this past Sunday, but several times. You know, I have a hard time sinning. I have a hard time doing wrong when I'm reading God's word, praying in God's house, around other Christians. When I'm doing the things that are right around God's people, God's things, I have a hard time sinning. So we should want to spend more time in prayer. It would help and grow our relationship. It helps us be strong for temptation. I also said it will also help us to overcome our own will. When we spend more time in prayer, it would help us to overcome our own will and help us do God's will in our life more. And I also shared with the young people, it's like, do you know what God's will is in your life? If you're not sure what God's will is, get into the Word of God. Get into spending more time in prayer, seeking God, and say, God, show me your will. Be earnest about it. Show it. Matthew 26:39, Jesus Christ even himself said, nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou will. Speaking to his father when he was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. Lord, your will. overcome our own will and do His will by spending more time in prayer. It will help us to be ready for what lies ahead of us when we spend more time in prayer. It helps us to commune with the Lord more, to help us draw closer, and when we need things, you know, and I try to encourage the teenager, I said, you know, we spend so much time, or even adults, on Facebook. You know, every time I turn around, people are like, on Facebook. I was like, man, don't they ever do anything else? But on Facebook, or on computers, on doing this, or reading, it's like, or people on their phone all the time, texting all the time. It's like, do you spend that much time with God? Do you draw close? I mean, you communicate, speak with your friends, teenagers, a lot with each other. And young, same with you as adults. You know, we could talk with each other a lot, but can we talk with God that much? Do we talk with God that much? Do we spend time with prayer? But I talk to the teenagers, and it's something great for all of us, is that we could devote ourselves more to prayer this coming year. Amen? Spending more time in prayer. It won't hurt, will it? It will just help you. It'll help your walk. It'll help your relationship to grow. So to have a blessed new year, number one, be dissatisfied. Be dissatisfied where you are. Want to grow more. Number two, be devoted more. Have more devotion. Devotion to God's word. Devotion to prayer this year. Spending more time in prayer. Getting the power of God on your life. Paul said that again in verse 9 and 10, that I can have the power of His resurrection, that I can know Him more. Devoted, dedicated, set apart. Help us to be like Mary that wanted to come and be at the feet of Jesus, than be more like Mary and Martha that wanted to serve and work. Help us to be more dedicated to worship. Number three, I not only see being dissatisfied and being devoted, I also see about having direction. Direction. Direction is something that's lacking. People like don't know if they're coming or going. Run one direction, another direction. You know, up and down a lot. And the Christian life is up and down. But we should be, I'm going forward, amen? I'm going onward. Paul said, I press towards the mark. I'm going, and I don't care what comes. I'm still doing it. I'm going forward with direction. He's aiming. He's pointing. He's staying the course. Amen? He's having direction. Verse 13 again, I'm forgetting those things which are behind. Amen? He's pressing on. He's going forward, direction. I encourage you to get things in order. Get directed, direction in your life. People don't know priorities. Get your priorities right. What should first and foremost in your life? What should be second, third? You know, I believe in spending more time with God and drawing your relationship, spending more time in prayer. Next is, besides my personal relationship with God, it's my wife and my family. Then it's my ministry. And then it's the things I do in ministry. Now I got to prioritize certain things I do in ministry, which one's more important than others, and get things in line and stuff. But I want to be going in the right direction. I don't want to be here and there and there and there, because you're going every which way but loose, you ain't getting much done. Be focused. Be directed. Be pointed in the right way. Determination. I see Paul, determination. Paul had determination. I pressed, verse 14. When I think of determination, I think of the words resolved. I was telling the teenagers, we're heading to Ohio for Christmas, and my boys, and we got the DVD player in the back, and we got a couple headsets, but with there's three or four kids, they can't wear the headset, so they got to turn it on the radio, and they got to listen to it. I'm always up front driving, and I'm always listening to the show, you know, and I can never, it's like, I don't think I ever totally watch Courageous. I've never watched it. I've heard it 15,000 times in the car now over the years, but I never totally have watched it all. Even at All-Nighter we had in Syracuse, we started it, and then it's time to go, and like, two-thirds of the way, and I was like, oh, I thought I was going to get through the whole thing that night. But the resolution they made, how he's going to be a better father, he's going to do, and I was listening to that, and how they had determination, what they're going to be and what they're going to do, and I'm thinking, it's like, and all I can do, like, when it's, that's great preaching going on there, great preaching, and I keep on saying, when I get to that point when they're talking about it, because he's in church service on a Father's Day thing, and doing it, I said, amen, and I just start, my kids always look at me, my boys do, it's like, but, have that determination. I have a saying, I say, I can, I will, I must. I can, I will, I must. It's determination. I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me. I can do all things. I can do all things that Christ wants me to do. I can, I will. I will, to the best of my ability, I will perform it. I will do it. I will live it for the glory of God. I can, I will, I must. I must go forward. I must do it. I must. Because others are depending on us. We must go forward. We can't throw in the towel. We can't quit. We can't give in. We must go on. I can, I will, I must. Determination. Determination. No throwing in the white flag. No surrendering to the enemy. I'm resolved. I'm pressing on. I'm keeping on, keeping on. I'm going forward. I'm all in. Determination. If we don't have determination, we don't have that. Satan's going to come and he's going to throw things. Or things are going to happen and people are going to get you upset. Things are going to come across in life, and next thing you're going to do, you're going to be out the door. If you don't make determination saying, hey, I'm going to stick by it, I'm just going to keep on keeping on, then you probably won't. But I encourage you this year, make determination that this is going to be your best year with your walk in your relationship with Jesus Christ, that I'm going to be more like Christ this year than I ever was. Amen. Determination. To make that happen, the two extremes that we must be careful about, I must do all, or God must do all. Because we cannot do all. If we try, the more we try, the harder we do in our own strength, we're going to fall down and scratch up our nose. But we must try. We must go forward. We must do something. So don't try to do everything yourself, because you're not going to do it. But then you can't be like the other people. Just sit back. Yep, God's going to take care of this. And just let it all. God will take care of this. Let God do it. No, you can't do it all yourself. And just don't sit on a pew. Just say, yeah, God take care of it. Someone else. No, we got to get involved. We got to determine. You have determination. Avoid the two extremes, the two ends. And last but not least this evening, discipline. Discipline. If we're going to make this the best year, we're going to have discipline in our life. Amen? Yeah. My body this morning did not want to get up. But I had to get up. For one, I had to go to the doctor's this morning. So I had to get up to try and get to the doctor's and get ready. Two, I had to get to the store and get food to cook. Then I had to get that done. And then I had to get over and work towards the message. Then get back and finish cooking. But at times, I'll be honest, I feel like being lazy. But I don't. I keep going. Eventually, I'm going to crash. So I've been going. My wife tells me, you just don't stop. You just keep going. I said, well, it'll be enough resting in the grave. So until I get to the grave, I'm just going to keep going. But eventually. But we need to discipline ourselves. If we don't discipline ourselves, then I'll probably stay in bed being lazy. If I don't discipline myself, then I'll probably be fatter than I am now. But we're going in the right direction. Well, eating, you know. So I got to control it. I lost some weight and I got to lose some more. I went to the doctor the day and he said, you know, we got to help one thing, get more weight off you and you'll be better. And I said, oh, yeah, I'm working on it. So my first goal is 300. So Lord willing, we'll be that in the next few weeks. And then onward. But discipline. You got to have discipline. Amen. So if this year is going to be a great year for you for living for God, you need to discipline yourself. If you don't discipline yourself, then you're going to be to the point that you can get disqualified. Disqualified. If you don't discipline, when you think of discipline, you got to be prepared. You got to be subject to the rules and the regulations. You just can't do it however you want to do it, amen? You got to do it the way. It's like when I was in basic training, sergeant said, drop and give me 50. I said, forget you, sergeant, I'll give you 20. Is that going to work? No. Not only will I be given a few hundred rounds of 50, I'll be running, but guess who else is going to be doing it? The rest of the guys. And then what the rest of the guys are going to do to me after? Probably whip me for being there, because our things just don't affect us, it affect others. But we got to follow the rules, amen? We got to follow the regulations. Be prepared. If not, then we're going to get disqualified. And Paul speaks a lot about that. You know, I won't take time tonight, but you can go to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, where Paul said he kept his body under subjection. Why? Because he didn't want to become a castaway. Read about it. Go to 2 Timothy chapter 2 and read 2 Timothy chapter 2 about fighting the good fight. Enduring hardness as a good soldier. Because he didn't want to be a castaway. He didn't want to be disqualified. He didn't want to be put on the shelf, as I say. For us to have a blessed New Year's, five D's. Be dissatisfied with what you're doing, where you are in life. Want to do more. Devote yourself, number two. Be consecrated, set apart, be addicted to the ministry. Be addicted to the Word of God. Addicted. Be devoted. I'm going to read, I'm going to pray more this year. Have direction. If you don't have a target you're aiming for, you're going to miss every time, amen? Aim for it. Shoot for the stars. How was it saying, Ruby? Put your left foot up and you'll start on the... How did you say it? No, remember? It was on Facebook. She was showing me. It's like, yeah. Start the year off on the right foot by lifting up your left, and you'll be on your right foot. So, but anyway, start this year off. Get some good direction. Stand on the right foot. Have determination. I can, I will, I must. I'm going to press on. I'm going to go forward. I'm going to do all I can for Christ this year. And be disciplined. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the evening. I ask you, Lord, that you would just bless the teaching, even though there's nothing new under the sun. I'd say nothing new tonight. But Lord, I pray, Lord, it's my desire for myself, Lord, to draw closer to you this year, be more like you, to have my relationship, my walk, to be just edifying and just closer. And Lord, that my light will shine brighter. And Lord, my salt would have more favor for this world. And Lord, I pray for our church and our young folks and Lord, just all of us, Lord, that we will just have a blessed new year, a great year here in 2019. And Lord, we'll do great things for your honor and glory. Bless now the rest of the evening, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me give you a couple of missionary letters real quick.